The revisionist thing is really tricky because what it should be is it should almost be an all or nothing, because how, like you say, how do you pick and choose? And where do you
How do
stop?
you
And where
pick
do
and
you start?
choose? Yeah.
I think they can do whatever they like, provided they provide the original with it. You know, if you want to, Lucas has sold the films now, but if he was ever to go back and change stuff again and make, oh, this is my definitive version, you know, because this is what I want it to look like. Brilliant. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. We can really, really enjoy that. Could we have the original as well, please? Just so that we've got both.
Hello and welcome to Screen Time. Tonight I'm joined by Simon Crust
Into the Matrix or the Digital Realm.
and Mark Costello.
10010110110101
Well,
zero
that's an
one but
episode of Star Trek, isn't it?
one
Yeah,
zero.
something.
I'm
I
not
think it's.
finished. One
Oh, sorry.
zero one. Done.
One
Is
done.
that
One and
actually
done.
a code for something? Have you incited 100,000 people to riot or something?
No, I was taking that dead horse of a joke and flogging it till it was way past dead.
Okay.
So
Well,
yeah.
good. Yeah, it worked.
I
today we're gonna look at our best 4K and digital recommendations, some of the options, the digital advantages and disadvantages of watching Elio for free on Disney Plus before purchasing an expensive 4K release, and our latest topic, which is all things Tron. Upcoming, I don't know, I can't even call it quite a legacy sequel, but it's certainly a belated sequel, Tron Ares hitting the cinema, courting its own controversies, and the original classic and its superb sequel hitting 4K with their own controversies, which may not be the case anymore, but we're going to look at revisionist CG, revisionist HDR, 2K upscales, Disney at mouse soundtracks. I mean, that doesn't sound cheesy at all.
Cheesy.
And I guess the age-old question of whether style can ever really trump substance, and whether this may be an exception. First, a quick shout out to our supporters, new patrons, Ken Stanulis, and bought us a coffee. SP bought us a coffee. Thank you both
Thank you,
for
thank you.
joining the pack.
Thank you.
We have actually got a stupid number of limited edition 4K box sets
So
available
many.
right now. Some really choice titles. I'm sure I've said it before because we have had almost this many before, but it's like six or seven releases, and they're all like massive box sets. They got the two Second Sight ones there. There's a Studio Canal, two Studio Canal ones there, and an Arrow. I mean, there's a lot of choice titles. So they are all unfortunately patron exclusive. So boo-hoo to everybody who doesn't join the club. But now's the time to join, really. And there's plenty more coming up. Right. Let's have some 4K recommendations. As usual, if you want the full reviews, head over to the site and read them. But we're going to
Not
run
just the
through these
numbers.
fairly quickly. They're kind of the latest we can come up with. So, Mark, it would be in the future today's release, Nosferatu the Vampire.
No, in fact, it's not today. Oh, unless this
It's today.
is it
Yeah, in
going
the
out on the
future.
22nd? Oh, man.
I was trying to be sensible there. You and your ones and
Look at
zeros
you. I'm
didn't get the
just like,
code. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, no. Yeah, so Herzog's Nosferatu, film 7. Some will say it's a 10, some will say it's a 2. But you know, go in the middle. Picture 8, tricky sauce. Tricky sauce indeed, but I think the 4K did a good job. Audio's not quite as good, but still solid 7. Problems with the sauce, you see. And extras, some good new extras on there over the BFI's previous release, I think. So we gave that an 8. So an 8 overall for fans of Eggers' Nosferatu. Check out how it should have been made.
Nice.
It well, do you know what? In all honesty, I was amazed because I've not seen Herzog's for probably a decade, and watching it last week, and I was amazed at actually how close Eggers's was in terms of trying to match the same style, ambience, over narrative, complexity or density or even logic. So, yeah, if you're a fan of Eggers's, go check this bad boy out.
God, how many Nosferatus, man?
Can never have enough Nosferatus.
There's only one.
That is true.
There can only be one.
That is true.
And onto your absolute masterpiece,
Yeah, the
Hackers.
second Hackers. That's
Hackers.
right. And you know what? I'm not even ashamed. Not
Starring
even ashamed.
Spock.
Get off to it's T'Pol anyway. Everyone can see it's T'Pol. That's what they modeled T'Pol out of in, is it
On Spock.
Star Trek,
No,
what's
that
it? The
was
one with Scott
Enterprise.
Bakula. That was it,
Enterprise.
Enterprise. Yeah,
That
anyway.
terrible show.
Hackers. Do you know what? Yes, it might have quite got the technology a little bit wrong, but God damn if it doesn't make you want to go and rollerblade. That's right. And do you know what? 88 films have put out a blinder of a disc. The 4K picture's great, 9 out of 10, but the massive surprises, the storming Atmos mix. That's right. They gave Hackers an Atmos mix. And do you know what? It's an absolute belter. Bass up the wazoo, constant surround engagement. Oh, suits me, sir. Suits you, sir. That got a 10 out of 10. Extras, well, to be fair, it's the same commentary in the same hour-long documentary that was on 88's last version. But you know what the hell? It's all right. So that got a 6. So an 8 overall, and God damn if that isn't recommended. That's right to everyone.
Nearly a nine.
Do you know what? I might just change before it's published. I might just change it to a 9 anyway, just for the
Do it. You
lols.
should. You
Just for
should.
the
Just for
lols.
the
That's right.
lols.
So yeah, that was my weekend, kids. Herzog's Nosferatu and Ian Softly's Hackers. Now that's what you
Just
call a double bill.
the for those watching and listening, just in a pre-podcast moment of insanity, I tried to somehow justify how I was gonna score Tron Legacy quite highly, and I was met with some comments like artistic integrity. Is that the right term you used, Mark?
No, not
Was
at
that
all. Hang on. Whoa, back up there, Sparky.
a little
Back up
bit.
there. No. Let's just say there was no questioning your integrity over the number. It was the rationale for doing so that was called into question, shall we say?
What, the same rationale as I'll just bump it up to a nine and see them squirm. But
That's
yes,
right.
I'm just saying that we started with I'm going to give Tron Legacy a high number. It turns out that I only gave the movie a nine in my Blu-ray review. I don't really understand how that even happened, but I'm slightly confused with it because I look at the review, the movie review, and it says 10 on it, but then it says nine in the small writing. So I never understand old reviews. They've got some funky number system associated with it. But a 10 or a 9 is coming that way. But I was just I just felt quite liberated when you said you were giving Hackers an 8. I was like, yeah, I can give any number above an 8 to Tron Legacy and be quite proud. You know?
Just watch Hackers. Do you know what? Just watch Hackers again. It's quite frankly
Have
brills.
you ordered the finished copy?
Have I heck? And no, you can't have me check disc.
Oh, come on. Well, then I'm never going to watch Hackers. You obviously don't think it's
Oh,
that great a film,
what?
or that the
What?
artwork and all the time and effort they
Don't try
put
and
into that
shame me into a
box.
purchase just so you could get it for free, Harlow.
You're going to do
Honestly.
it straight after this podcast. You're going to
Well, do you know what I might do? Do you know what I might do? I
it.
might
See?
forego the I might forego the 50p that CEX are going to give me for the old Blu-ray version, and I might send you that. There
I'm
you
not
go.
going to watch
Can't
on
say fairer
Blu-ray.
than that.
I don't watch Blu-rays. They're
Oh,
called
you
digital
snob.
now. I do
You
not.
snob.
You recommend a lot of them. You recommend like 10 a week, and I go, I'll wait for them on 4K.
That's because you know they'll never happen.
No, yeah, I know.
You're just waiting for all those 88 films, French porn films, to arrive on
I tell you
4K.
what,
And when
though.
they do, I'll be laughing at you.
I tell you what, on Simon's next title that we're going to talk about, it's absolutely a case of that. Absolutely anything could land on 4K because Second Sight released the Pusher trilogy on 4K.
They
I
did.
mean, I
What a
love
day.
Refn, or I have a love-hate relationship with Refn, and I've never seen the Pusher trilogy, and I wouldn't have assumed I would have ever been able to pick it up on anything other than maybe an outdated Blu-ray or on digital. It's in 4K here, and
It
Simon
is.
loved it.
I did. Yeah, all three of them. Depressing Misery. It's a great watch, an
It's
absolutely
like
brilliant watch.
four and a half hours of sinking into a pit
Sinking
and
into oblivion, a
selling
downward
your
spiral
kidney. Yeah.
into
Oh,
desperation and misery and obsession.
last
Yeah, it's
month's
fantastic.
Aguirre then was a right old good training session for you, wasn't it? Warm up with some Herzog, then ram it home with some Refn. Nice. But your house has been a place full of lols recently, Crust.
It's been lovely. The Pusher trilogy, brilliant. Really fantastic stuff. Trace, I mean, you can see why and where he's gone into the mainstream, because it was all born here when he was what, 22, 23, maybe 25. He was really, really young when he made that first one. And it's really gritty and nasty, and there's the picture of the main guy right there on screen. Three films in one box set from Second Sight. It's always difficult to number these things because you've got to average between three different films at the same time.
So you just gave everything
I
eight.
gave everything eight all the way down the line, because it kind of made sense to do that. Strictly speaking, the picture quality on the first one is miles below the second one, and the third one is better again. But that's just because they're different sources, and they get better as there's more budget available and better film stock. Sound quality was they're pretty good. They've got a 5.1 track and an Atmos track, and they've almost identical, really. There's a little bit of height, a little bit more separation on the Atmos one, but for thunderous bass and incredibly loud score, that's good. Loads of nice extras, new stuff as well. I was eight across the board. Eight across the board. If
I'm going to pin you
nice.
down and ask you, can you give me scores for each of the individual films for just the movie?
I would go probably 898, 897 actually. I think it would be
Eight,
that
nine,
order.
seven. Okay.
Eight
All
nine seven.
right.
Yeah, I prefer the second one out of them all because it had a glimmer of hope at the end of it. It was slightly more
That's the Mads
entertaining.
one, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, entertaining is the wrong word, but there was more to the story. There was an arc to the character. He started off in a downwards place, and he ended up somewhere different. Whereas the first one and the last one, the protagonists, they start off in a shitty area and they just go down from there. So,
That's pretty standard reference, but no, that's interesting. And the other thing is, until I read your review, I didn't realize that they weren't made at the same time, which I
No,
found intriguing, that he made the first film and then he actually needed money, so he
that's
needed
good, mate.
success, so he went back and made two sequels. I mean, it's a genius idea, but I just always assumed he made these three films like originally. Together, not like a decade apart or however long it was apart. It's like anyway, that was an interesting tidbit in there, and it reminds me that it's always nice. I know we all do it, but it's always nice getting that extra glimmer of information from reviews you just didn't know before. Right, tell me about Graduates.
Well, it's very, very, very weak porn, isn't it? Yes. Made a song famous. Maybe two songs famous. Maybe three songs famous. It's a classic, isn't it? It's a classic. Yeah,
Is a
there's not really
classic.
much you can say against it, really. I mean,
If only
it's
someone had
more of its
had
time, I guess.
if only someone had the signed poster over his shoulder right there where the pen is. And that is signed by Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
You did is that it's signed because I bought a signed copy,
Oh, of
or it's a
course it
sign like,
is.
oh,
No,
okay. No,
you must
no.
be joking. It's signed because A, I believe the internet, and B, because I choose to believe it is. But yes. Or you could just say it's a signed picture that's been defaced with a pen. Either so. Anyway, sorry. Yes.
Back
Very
to you,
nice.
Mr. Crust.
Yeah, classic film. Slightly of its time. It's slightly dated in its attitudes. But other than that, really, it the themes that it dives into and talks about, are still relevant today. So yeah, can't really fault the film too much. They've done a bang up job, Studio Canal, on the restoration. In fact, no, it was a Criterion restoration, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm sure it was a Criterion restoration, and Studio Canal have
Licensed
just
it.
taken licensed it. Yeah, yeah, I'm just checking that. Yeah,
Oh,
so
does it
yeah,
have
it's a bang up job.
HDR?
It does,
Ah,
yes,
right. So it's not one of these
yes, it does.
Criterion ones.
Actually, the pusher discs don't. They are standard definition in 4K. This
But
one,
that's a reffing thing. That's not a second sight thing. That's a reffing thing because someone pointed out in the review thread, and I didn't clock this at the time, but he actually did the same, didn't he, for
Was it the
Neon
Neon
Demon? Yeah.
Demon? Yeah, that didn't have an
Yeah.
HDR
And
grade.
I assumed at the time that the lack of HDR on the Neon Demon was it getting released by a German label, which just couldn't be bothered to put HDR on. But I wonder whether it's a reffin thing because
Could
he's
be.
like, I like it the way it looks, and this is revisionism, so don't do it.
Stick a
Maybe
pin
something
in
to
that,
talk about
Kaz.
later. Yeah, I will stick a pin in it. I'll keep sticking pins in it until it dies. Yeah, definitely. Which brings me to Master and Commander, because there's lots of pins to stick in that.
There are.
I absolutely love Master and Commander. If I could somehow convince the kids that it isn't a very graphic 12 with lots of period warfare and amputations and violence, I would definitely show them this, but they'd be bored, witless. I think it's a tremendous movie.
Yeah, we watched
I
the weekend. It's fantastic.
yeah, it really is. And it did, for some reason, remind me of the in medias res kind of style of Miami Vice, Michael Mann's Miami Vice, in that I know they're completely different subjects, but they throw you right in. They throw you right in with established characters on an established mission, established journey, and it doesn't quite end either. It neither kind of starts nor ends. It's just
Yeah.
like a week in the life of these seafaring crew.
Scallions.
Yeah, it's this amazing captain and is down to earth, scientist, doctor, best friend, fiddler.
Sure.
It's just an interesting style because there isn't much setup to it. It's like within 10 minutes they're being hit by shells, and
Weirdly, you didn't need it, did you? It
you
just
did you
works.
didn't need it, but you could say that about a lot of movies. And I find it interesting that they did it about this one, particularly given Hollywood's penchant for franchises. So if this were made in 2025, they would go to the first book and they would make it as an origin story. In fact, they'd probably just forget the first book and they'd take them back a few years and show them how they grew up as a
Meeting
kid
in
and then,
the
yeah, and then getting their first boat. You know, they'd do the whole thing and then no other films would get made. It feels like here they went, well, we might not get a sequel. We're going to give it our best shot. We're not going to adapt a book out of the 20 books we got. We're going to take like a flavor of all of them, and we're going to throw you right into the middle of a skirmish and then just pull you straight out at the end. I mean, the film doesn't end, but there's a
No.
beautiful feeling to it that you can imagine their tales going forward. Because you've got enough flavour from what you've just seen to see what it would be like. Russell Crowe, I think I prefer him in this to Gladiator. I know everyone loves him in Gladiator, but I think he's just fantastic. He's the
Yeah.
captain in this, and
Yeah, he's not as boisterous or over the top as he in this.
no, but he is very
He's very
dogged.
commanding,
He's
very, very
very
commanding.
commanding.
The argument that they have about when they first can't go to the Galapagos,
Yeah.
that line, we haven't got
Yes.
time to for your damn hobbies, sir. I mean, it's just
Yes. Yes, it's
brilliant.
very, very nicely done.
Yeah.
But the fact that his loyalty with his friend does
End,
change
yeah, in
that
the end,
later.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very nicely played, but done in a very understated way from Crow. And Bethany's great as well. The two of them, I mean, I could watch a dozen movies with these two together. It's a crying shame we got so many Pirates sequels. Anyway. 10 for the movie. Take it or leave it. 9 for the video. I get it. It looks a bit off to begin with, but it's not long before I think it settles in. And the reason why, because it was bathed in monochromatic murk. But I think you can see just how much effort they put in with the under deck sequences set to candlelight. And it, I think it all comes out in the end. I gave it a 4 for the extras because the extras are really odd and antiquated. They're like they literally ported over like D-box and all kinds of weird, in movie map.
Box.
Really,
Jesus.
there's a scene select option. I think you can do something weird like pick a bunch of scenes and just watch those in your own version of the film. I mean, Zack Snyder would have a field day with these kind of gimmicks, but like I really don't think that they have any place on a modern release where you're paying a premium amount, particularly in an exclusive steelbook. You really want them to have put a bit more effort on than porting over extras that are almost redundant.
Or put the other soundtrack on in place of them. That would have been better.
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing, which is another pin we're going to put in it for later, is this Atmos mouse thing. Because a lot of people are up in arms, they're remuxing the soundtrack. I actually got a kick out of enjoying it as it was, but I fully appreciate that, and I put this in the review, that what they really should have done is put both tracks on.
Both in,
It seems nonsensical that they couldn't just solve this entire issue by putting both tracks on. Whatever excuse they have for having a new Atmos track that isn't as potent as the old DTS, or in some cases, people are saying the old lossy tracks are even more thunderous than a modern Atmos mix. Fine, the answer would have been to put both on, and there doesn't seem any reason why they shouldn't. Because even if Disney are going, well, people like to listen to it quieter on their sound bars and not shake their walls with their neighbors. Whatever pathetic excuse they're using, they could cater for the people who want the original track, given it's so good. But I would say I did very much enjoy the track. So I think that there's a lot of this is almost impossible to listen to. I'm going to have to play the movie on my 4K set and then have the Blu-ray player going in the background with the Atmos mix, add time to the exact same thing in order to proper experience it. It's not like that. It's a really great experience on this disc. It's just a shame they didn't include the old track. But more on that later because Disney are, of course, releasing Tron. There's a lot of pins we're sticking in it. Quick digital recommendations. I'm going to shout out Terminal List, Terminal List Dark,
Wolf, wolf
or
dogs.
Dark Terminal, unnecessary title subtitle. I wrote it off. I think I maybe even talked about it on a previous podcast. I wrote it off. I was like, oh my God, whatever. It's about a character who has a certain fate in the original Terminal List, and it's a prequel series about them. And their fate isn't just a mortal one, it's about, their character loyalties as well. So it's like, who cares? And the reality is that they shouldn't have made this and attached it to Terminal List at all, because it's really good. And it doesn't need that kind of unnecessary baggage. It starts off very flaky, and it took me a long time to get past the first episode and not just completely go, I'm never coming back to this. But I'm 5 in, and it is gripping, and I want to see the next couple. So,
Result.
yes, unexpected turnaround for the books that Elio and Disney. I'm shouting this out because it's on Disney in a couple of days, but they're releasing the 4K in a bit, but it's on Disney in a couple of days. So, there you go. And I'm also going to talk about Slow Horses Season 5, which is under
That's not out
embargo,
yet.
which the embargo will have lifted by the time this podcast goes live. So I'm going to talk about it. I gave it a 10 out of 10. I flat out
Oh,
gave it a 10
come
out of
on.
10. I
Oh.
think it's possibly the best season. And I
What?
previously possibly regarded the first as the best. Looking at my scores, it seems to have gone that way. But they're all nines and tens to me. But it's possibly the best season. It's a flat out 10. And I tell you, the Gary Oldman is just amazing. But they've done something slightly different for the characters this time around. And you just get that tiny little dash of something more from Oldman as a character, which just pushed it over the edge for me as being a 10 out of 10. So
You tease, Harlow.
yeah, I tease because
Goodness.
that shot, which is the promo image, when you come to the end of that season, that shot is very important. Yeah, I know. You
You
believe
bad
that?
lads.
I know. No
You
spoilers, but I have.
bad
I've
lads.
seen the whole season. Absolutely love it. Yes, he's got a glowing sword. Yes. And
Oh.
it's cracking viewing. Some of the best viewing of all year, of any year. Slow Horses is some of the best viewing, but definitely this year.
Love it. Are they all
Which
released at once?
they are not. They are
No.
painfully dropped
Is it
one
week by
week by
week?
week. Yes, it
Ah,
just horrible. I think they might drop the first two, but there's only six. So you
oh,
can
I
wait like a
guess.
month and then
And get
just
them all.
binge them.
Yeah.
It's worth it because it's very bingeable.
It
It's
absolutely is.
very bingeable. And greenlit for what, two more seasons? This is five. So they greenlit six and seven. And I think that they finish writing the eighth one, maybe the book for it. I don't know. But I'm hoping it comes to a full run. I mean, I could watch this two a year for the next 10 years. No problem. Keep it up, Gary. Just maybe go easy on the Chinese. But yeah, cracking viewing.
It can't wait.
Tron, 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 and Tron, and more Tron. So there was Tron in the 80s. I think I missed it at the time. It was neither quite right for me as a kid because it was a little bit more mature than that, nor was it quite right for me as a teen because it was a little bit dated by then, curiously. So other than a bit of fun with light cycles, which were funky,
Was a game, an arcade game.
yeah, there were lots of, I mean, there was, yeah, it's other than other, it just missed me a tiny bit. And I don't think I got into Tron until Tron Legacy, if I'm honest, not really. And I went back and revisited it. But it's interesting because it was groundbreaking at the time. Like Tron and the technology implemented and the style implemented. I mean, sure, I think, didn't you say you thought the inside of computers was like that in your hackers review?
Wished. I wished the inside of computers were like
Yeah.
that, Harlow.
That was a
Honestly.
lovely little nod in your hackers
Do you like
review. Like, yeah, watching Tron, and for ages you wish the inside of computers was like
that?
that. I mean, is it, they bring computers to life in a way that's still, for want of a better term, mind-blowing. This idea of these environments and these, everything that operates within your computer system brought to life as tanks and cycles and, warriors. It's very nicely done, very nicely.
It's all
But
fantasy building. Chef's kiss.
it is. It's really, really good. They revisited it with Tron Legacy, which I don't think it did gangbusters, but I would have, given where it landed, I would have liked to have seen what that meant, because it did land in a certain way, which kind of leads to Tron Ares. But it's like a decade. We've waited, no, 15 years. Is it 15 years we've waited? We waited a decade for the announcement. Because I was looking back and Andy's announcement of Tron Ares was 2020. It's been 5 years
Blimey.
since they announced Jared Leto and an official sequel. It's been 5 years to get this puppy. Yeah. Anyway,
Blimey.
so I guess the conversation is, firstly, let's look at the effects and the visuals and the sound as a package. My argument is, I do not follow the Transformers rule of visuals and sound being more important than the story, to the point where this is it. This is my demo disc. I don't mind if it's utter trash I'm watching. I don't need to see giant robots discovering King Arthur. But I would say I'm prepared to make an exception for something like Tron Legacy because it does the audio visual in such a majestic way, and it is true of a lot of Kaczynski's work, in such a way that it kind of absolves it of some of its narrative nonsense, and you're prepared to go for the ride. For me, discuss.
I'm gonna hold you to task there because you call it narrative nonsense. It's not narrative nonsense. What it is it's I'm both with the first one and the second film. They're straight out the George Lucas film school of storytelling, which is the story is simple, clean, classical. Stranger arrives in a strange land. The fact that he gets sucked into a bloody computer, it doesn't matter. Stranger in a strange land, what happens? It's ruled by a, you know, a tyrant, a despot, and he teams up. You know, it could be a bloody spaghetti western, for God's sake. You know, what it is classical, simple storytelling. So it's not nonsense. It just is it's there and it works and it's perfunctory, but it lets the visuals and it lets the style have something sensible and logical to hang around. So
I
I
mean,
don't.
it's a little bit nonsense. I mean,
Oh,
I
would you?
guess what I mean is, it doesn't. Maybe it's not as hung up with. There's a classic shot. So Stu's showing a shot of when Jeff Bridges turns up to save the day in the middle of it, and it's an epic scene. He
It's
walks
wonderful.
in. And there's Daft Punk literally in person playing in the club, and everyone's getting a lot kicked out of them, including one of the main characters has like lost an arm, and it's pretty desperate times. And he walks into this club with a big cape, like hoodie on, and it's like glowing around the outside. It's all black, and he just leans down on the floor. And he touches the floor and the lights go out. The music changes, and all of a sudden it's like he's controlling the room. The reason why I say the scene is 15 seconds later and he's panicking in an elevator. There's a narrative inconsistency to the way they display it that mostly is absolved by the sheer style afforded by the scenes. But it doesn't. To me, it doesn't always hang together. Bridges goes full hippie in his little retreat, and some of it works, and some of it feels like he didn't even want to address the reasons why he was just hanging in the background somewhere and letting his like cyber double ruin his entire utopia. I mean,
But it's like anything though. You could debunk any film with any plot, with any character. At the end of the
I'm not trying
day,
to debunk it. I'm just trying to say that it just smooths over it all
Well, of course it
with
does.
visuals that are infinitely more interesting than, you know, than wondering why any of this is going on.
So yes, on that note, you are right. If you put this story in, you know, a 19th century Italian Spanish Midwest plane and called it a cowboy story, right, you'd be quite, it would be, oh, been there, seen there, done that. So yeah, you are right in that respect. But the thing is, though, it's not one of these where the narrative doesn't work, where, you know, the narrative is utter nonsense. I think the narrative is actually quite clever in terms of, you know, its depiction of the world, right the way back to the first Tron and even into to Tron Legacy. Setting up the world like that, I still think is genius. It's such a cool idea. And
I do like the cool idea of it, for sure. Yes.
exactly. And the narrative just it lets you have the idea, it lets you have the visuals and not get hung up on, you know, you look at things like Alien Earth at this moment in time, you know, for every, oh, that's a nice little bit of production design, you've got five people going, yeah, but the script is dog turd, you know. We don't have that here. So in a way,
Yes.
it's I mean, back to what you were saying originally, does the style trump substance? I think that's a little bit harsh because I think the substance is in the idea. I think the idea is brilliant. I mean, again, you could drill into this like people have drilled into the Matrix. You know, the idea that suddenly you've got Bridges, both in his human, but hang on, he's also got a digital copy, and the digital copy, you know, there's some really clever stuff going on
There
in
are, but
here.
I don't know whether narratively they go far enough on any of it. I mean, you look at Rinsler. That's an entire arc of itself. I don't know whether they do it justice in this movie. It's an entire arc. It's
Yeah,
a
but yeah, but
flashback, discard, and a change
I was gonna
of
say
light.
he wasn't a character. What he was a member berry to the first film. That's what he was. You know.
Sure, but well, anyway, I really I love Tron Legacy, and the narrative is enough to for it to hold together. But for me, what it is such an experience that
Totally.
it has the hairs going up on my arms. I am invested in these characters, however wafer thin they've been conjured to life. I'm invested in what's going on with them. I'm invested in Bridges and his moment at the end. I mean, it all feels far greater than it should be with what it really is pitched as. And I feel like a large part of that is that it's just sublime in its how it's brought this universe to life. The Daft Punk score is unparalleled. I
All
mean,
timer,
yeah,
all timer.
is an all-timer, and the Kaczynski's visuals. I mean, even before he gets to that world, it already looks spectacular. But when he gets to that world, it's just the light cycle scene, the light plane scene. I mean, it's the solar sail. I mean, it's tremendous. So I would, yeah, I'm not completely dismissing it because you can't. It's not Transformers. I get it. What I mean is, it's so much, so far elevated by the style that I'm going to slap a ridiculously high number on it because I would watch this over and above a
Over and
whole
over,
bunch of other movies. Yeah,
as I
over and
would.
over. Yeah, I think I've shown it
I
to
want to watch it now,
everybody.
but I can't because
Like,
it's not on 4K yet.
no, seconds to go, man. I
I'm
think it's
gonna
like,
hold on.
is it like a week? It's not. It's anyway. It's
It's
just
soon. It's
around the
very soon.
corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So let's look before we turn to Aries, let's look at the disc. So we haven't got the disc in hand, but there've been lots of rumors, and the reason why I want to talk about them is because of what they mean in terms of revisionism. So originally what I'd heard is, and they're going to redo the colors of Tron because they've got HDR and they and Dolby Vision, and they can make it look really, really super snazzy in the digital realm. But what I heard as well was that they were going to redo the CG, and particularly we're talking about the Bridges CG, which even Jeff Bridges didn't like, in Legacy. I think it's quite quaint. I think it's of the time, and it is a little bit jarring, but I don't really find it that much of a bother. You know,
Well,
the.
it is an avatar, isn't it? So it doesn't have to look exactly. It's an avatar of him, so
No, but they also have that scene of actual young Bridges at the start, don't they? Talking to his son.
oh
And
yeah.
that's a little bit odd. And then the flashback scenes, in fact, I thought the flashback scenes were handled well, but the flashback scenes have Tron and young Bridges and Clue. It's funny because I think Clue should get the most freedom to do what he likes because he is just a digital avatar, like you say. But the other versions do look a little bit off. But anyway, there was talk of redoing it because,
Well, that's okay as
you
long as
know,
they put the original in with it.
yeah, but they haven't redone it. Mark was just telling me it's been c completely debunked. People have got the
Oh.
disc in hand and they said they haven't changed anything.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's interesting though, because I don't know whether I'd have minded them redoing it, but I wonder whether if we l say it's okay to redo it with 2025 AI and whatever digital tinkering we can do now, in 5 years' time, what if they go, yeah, but we want to make him look different again? You know, like, where do you stop with this digital tinkering? I mean, it's even more than Lucas in some respects, because you're going, let's take everything that we did in CG and let's just do it again in CG with
More
better
bells and more
equipment
whistles, bigger
now.
teeth.
And that's I don't know, that it feels like a dangerous road to be going down.
Well, it is. But what's interesting is everyone has those different red lines. You know, there's no,
Yes.
you know, there are some people who go, no, they should never, revise anything. Everything should be pure as it was on the day release. Well, you know, that's okay. It's okay. That's cool. I tell you what, though, I watched the Star Wars despecialized editions probably about this time last year, in all of their original 1977 to 83 glory. And you know what? As much as I loved hand shooting first, part of me was kind of missing some of those tidied up visual effects that I've been seeing for the last 20 years and all these
Yeah,
kinds of.
get
So,
out of this podcast. Get out of this podcast.
So it's at, the revisionist thing is really tricky, because what it should be is it should almost be an all or nothing. Because how, like you say, how do you pick and choose? And where do you
How
start?
do
And
you
where
pick
do
and
you start?
choose? Yeah.
I think they can do whatever they like, provided they provide the original with it. You know, if you want to, Lucas has sold the films now, but if he was ever to go back and change stuff again and make, oh, this is my definitive version, you know, because this is what I want it to look like. Brilliant. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. We can really, really enjoy that. Could we have the original as well, please? Just so that we've got both.
People don't do that, do they? I mean, look at Michael Mann. I mean, he's done four different cuts of Manhunter. He's done like three different cuts of Last of the Mohicans, and two different cuts or three different cuts of Heat. Three now, I think. And like every time I watch one, and I'm like, I miss that line. But which one are you going to watch? They don't include them all, and it's like one or two lines changed. It's like such ridiculous tinkering. I mean, I agree with you, Si. They should include all previous versions, but I don't know. That is not their form. Maybe it's the same with the Atmos track. It's
No, true,
coming full circle to that. They never do it.
but again, what it comes down to is it. I think in most cases, I'm not saying in every case, but I think in most cases, it's less about what was it like on day of release versus what have I been watching for the last 20 years, and therefore what am I familiar with? I think that's what it comes
Yeah,
down to.
there's a
So
lot of that.
certainly,
Absolutely.
certainly now, when you're looking at these new color grades, you know, and we'll do it. You know, the minute we get a 4K, it's all like, all right, let's look at it. Let's now compare it to the decade-old Blu-ray. Oh, the colors are slightly different. Ooh, what have they done here? And of course, everyone assumes that the version we've had for the last decade is right. Well, says who? Who knows?
Says
You know,
sometimes it doesn't.
apparently, it was well known in the halcyon days of DVD that most of the color grades were altered for DVD because they were being seen on big cathode ray tellies. And therefore, they used to push the magenta on it because that was a work, if you like, of the display technology. So everyone who grew up with these, you know, DVD masters go, oh, look at that. They've cooled it all right down. Oh, and it's like, no, you've just been watching a heated up version for a decade. You didn't even know it. So the revisionist stuff, I think, is really tricky. I think it's really tricky. Of course, everyone is entitled to want what they want, you know. And I'd be the first one to say, when it comes to things like, you know, transfers and visuals and things like that, I'd like it as it was, because you know that's what I want. I'm never gonna not buy a film I want to see because it's, you know, it's been slightly tinkered with. I'm not one of
No, I
these to cut
agree.
my
I
nose off to
do.
spite my face.
Yeah, I
So.
do agree with that. And I have got into the habit recently of flipping HDR off,
Oh,
just to
interesting.
experience it without. And I've seen a couple of releases recently. I saw a film called Diva, 81 French film, with and without HDR. I put it on for a few discs recently. I think I did it for Master and Commander. It's quite painful watching without HDR. It
Well, I think
honestly is. It's just I'm sure there's all kinds of other reasons why you shouldn't watch a 4K disc encoded in HDR without
Yeah,
HDR. I
of
mean,
course.
obviously, but I'm just saying that the wealth of difference is, I mean, it's unparalleled. It's a huge leap up. It's a bit like the old days when they did the swipe across the screen between good and
Yeah.
bad on advertising
No,
Blu-rays.
I mean, honestly, that's a load of old crap, because I've been watching some 1080p SDR Blu-rays and the colors look amazing on them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they
So,
do.
you know.
Yes, I'm sure they do. I
Yeah,
just
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
no, I mean that for the 4K releases, I think you're right with the SDR grading, because they're not doing any grading if you just take the HDR off, and I think it just looks pony without it. It does make a huge difference. But you do love your Blu-rays, and I don't fault Blu-rays at all.
As we all should.
Yeah.
You snob, Harlow. You snob. No, but I tell you what though, I Cannot wait to watch Tron Legacy in all its bloody HDR glory. I
Oh, me
can't
neither. It's
wait.
about bloody time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Are we all excited for Ares?
Yes.
Are you
Yes.
saying no, Simon?
I've got my
Oh
legacy. I'm quite happy with that. I don't need it to be
my.
poo-pooed on by some new film.
Okay, well, I'm a bit torn. I mean, there's a lot of controversy on it. Oddly, it's died down a bit. Now people are just getting excited, which is nice to hear. I'm fully in with Jeff Bridges coming back. Fully in for that. I mean, that has probably dialed my investment in this up as much, if not more, than DiCaprio being signed for Heat 2. I mean, it's a make or break for bringing Jeff Bridges into a Tron Legacy sequel, because without him, I feel like they could have just gone, this is nothing to do with Legacy. This is just a Tron kind of movie.
Yeah, and I think the fact is, though, there needed to be that link to Legacy, and he's the only, I believe, the returning character. So there's no Garrett Hedlund, there's no Olivia Wilde. I think there
No, there were some
needed.
odd comments about that as well, how they didn't want to return. I get,
I mean,
anyway.
whatever the reason, I think there had to be a link, and the fact that they've got. The dog back, I think, is great. And I mean, no, Olivia Wilde is fine. It's a bit of a shame, but then who do you replace with Gillian Anderson? I'm so down for that.
Yeah, you're
So,
okay with that.
I'm completely fine with that. Thank you very much. No, I mean, I know. Have you guys watched the trailers for Ares? Because I know you've not watched
No,
trailers, do you, Kaz?
I do not watch trailers for films that I'm going to go and see.
But the marketing team for Tron Ares. They've earned their money, let me say. They have beautifully sold the film's main concept that the grid is now in our world without giving
Yes.
away any of the story. We don't know. But what they did is they just showed, a handful of
Shots. Yes, I've seen
spectacle.
the yes, I've seen the this I've seen the like the TV spot size trailer. I'm sure I have because I've seen the bikes on the street.
And
And I think
oh,
that's
just
yeah, that's nice.
oh,
What do we
I...
think about Daft Punk now Nine Inch Nails?
I it sounds odd, but I can't think of a better move that's both different and the same. I can't think of a better sound because they'll retain that sort of electronic edge, but they'll give it a very, very different. There'll be a lot more industrial. It'll be, there'll be a lot more grit underneath its fingernails. And I think it's a brilliant move.
I
And I'm not
think it
even a
is. I
huge Nine
think.
Inch Nails fan. I like it, but I'm no fanboy. But I think it's
I
brilliant.
love
It's a
Nine
brilliant
Inch
move.
Nails, and I do like the way they've gone with scoring. I do li really like their efforts. Yeah, I don't. I mean, nothing's going to trump Daft Punk, which is tough because the Tron Legacy soundtrack is
So
unparalleled.
good.
Yeah, it's so
So
good. But I do think it's a wise choice. I think that bridges, and yeah, some of the shots I've seen, it does look pretty special. I'm definitely not sold on Leto at all, but
No.
you
He's
know.
just one of these. He's up there with Pedro Pascal. He's the kind of actor that everyone just loves to pile in on. But
I don't mind Pascal, I've got time for him.
go back 10 years, Leto has got acting chops. His problem is that all of his bloody method bananas crap has come out. And fair enough, how he acts while he acts, might be the stuff of eyebrow raising, but for me, I can look past that and just focus on the performance. And if I'm honest, given what I've seen in the trailer of him and what they're asking of him in this, that sort of
Works.
jumped up arrogance, I think, that he can bring to a role, I think works perfectly here. So again, Leto is not putting me off this at all. So I'm down with this.
There, day one. All
Oh,
right.
you damn right I
Very nice. Well, there you go. That's our reflections on Tron Legacy. Oh, we didn't get into the app mouse mix, but
Ah, the bounce,
what
yeah,
the
was
hell?
nothing.
I would guess that's a conversation for when we have the discs in hand, but is that going to put any of us off actually
Well, no, we're all
enjoying?
going to get it, but turn it up a bit,
Turn
turn
it
us
up
up
a
a little
bit and then.
bit.
I mean, it may have.
Go,
Go
go on,
on.
Si. I don't remember it being thunderously bassy anyway.
Oh, I do. More so in the same. Sorry, not more so as in I think it's got more bass than Master and Commander, but more so in my memory of it, in the sense that when people are talking about how Master and Commander had this epic, thunderous soundtrack, Tron Legacy used to be a disc I'd put on with the kids that always had to get turned down. It's properly loud and very, very rumbly. I mean, it's got some
Oh, I've got a
real
bug on. I don't remember it
rumbly
being. I
moments.
don't remember it being. You know, sub 20. It
Put
might be. I
the
don't remember it being.
opening scene on where he just, Jeff Bridges has his like hippie narration. It's the, his we got in thing at the beginning, and it goes
Was when he
Jump
goes,
Simpson on.
"Oh, we got in."
Yeah, he does.
It's that really
This
bizarre delivery. Like, you can't
tiny
believe it
bit
himself.
confused at the end. Yeah, put the opening of it on, and when it drops, it's loud from there. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the 4K. I can't wait to see it in 4K. I've been asking for the 4K for ages. It will be one where I'll notice, I think, if it doesn't start
But I'll tell you,
shaking my
I'll
soul.
tell you what, what is the first thing I am putting in that case is the 3D disc of I've Legacy, still got my
because
three
the
discs, yeah. 3D of Legacy is
It is.
amazing, absolutely amazing.
I don't remember the last time I had the ability to watch 3D though.
Well, I
I
have.
know. I know. Thank you for that. And on that grit teeth note, do let us know if there's anything we've not covered that you would think we should check out. That's it for the AV Forums podcast this week. Thanks to the movie scene. Thank you, Si. Thank you, Mark.
Pleasure,
You're very
mate.
welcome.
Pleasure.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Plus, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. If you really like the podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com. I nearly said buymeapodcast.com. It's probably a website, so don't go there. Buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark AVForums.com for the latest reviews, news, and videos. Plus, why not leave us a five-star rating on whichever service you choose if they allow it, but only if you enjoyed the show. I mean, only. Of course you enjoyed the show.
I say leave the one star one if you hated it. Why
Well,
not?
don't encourage them to do that. I mean, come on. You gave
It's just
hackers an
honesty.
eight. You're going to turn
No,
some people.
and
I'm joking.
what? Do you know what? Do you know what? Right, everyone listening in podcast land, if you would score hackers anything less than an eight, just stop listening. We don't want you. We don't want your business.
Fair enough.
Be off with you. We'll listen to the Empire
We're gonna
podcast or some other
Venn
crap.
diagram with the bit
That's
that
right.
goes, and if you don't give like Tron Legacy a 9 or 10, you're
Move
also
along.
out.
Move
Such
along.
a really narrow strip of people who would give Hackers an 8 and Tron Legacy a 9 or 10.
There was
Those
seven of
four.
you.
Those,
You're our
I was gonna go
favorites.
with four because I was
We
discounting us, but those four people.
want
Thank
your
you for
business.
watching and listening. Give us a thumbs up. Join us for another one soon.
Comedy.